The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club starts its meeting for the week with more good fun and good music. These programs come to you every day at this time with the compliments of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company to suggest that ice-cold Coca-Cola in your refrigerator at home will bring lots of pleasure to yourself and to your family. The Refreshment Club will come to order with a roll call. Please answer your names as called. Clark Dennis.
Howdy.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Fine and dandy.
Joan and the Escort.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
Okay, Don, the meeting is yours.
Well, sir, let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's first call for refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers, and high and low, no jack, but we're game. Mighty glad to see you're starting Monday Refreshment Clubbing with us. Another week of that. And here's Clark Dennis, our Refreshment Club Romeo, to say hello to you. Say hello, Clark.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Boyish boredom. Clark, tell me, have you been reading the newspapers lately?
No, I haven't got time.
Oh, for goodness sake. You probably didn't read about those Kansas City burglars then that stole the boarding house bathtub, huh?
No, I didn't.
Stole the bathtub right out of a boarding house. You know, what puzzles me is, I'm an old-time boarding house habitué myself. I can't understand how the heck they ever managed to get it out without somebody in it.
Yeah.
Clark, you're going to sing My Romance, aren't you?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I read a little poem here to start things going?
No, not at all.
Silly little poem. By moonlight, I met my beloved. By moonlight, we walked in the park. By moonlight, I told her I loved her, my radiant queen of the dark. By moonlight, I married this maiden. Each moonbeam was filled full of joy. And then I saw her in the daylight. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising. refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Clark, boys. Now Joan and the escort are here to sing one from this mad world called An Apple a Day. Keeps doctor away, of course. By the way, in Montana, I read the other day that a surgeon operated on a man who swallowed a silver dollar. Gosh, it's becoming harder every day, it seems, to conceal an asset. You can't get away with it. Well, then I read about the case of a woman in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. She had some plastic surgery done the other day, too. She had to have a part of her rib transplanted to her nose. The operation was quite a success. Only now her nose is so ticklish she can't keep her glasses on. All right. An apple a day keeps the doctor away and the gags, I hope.
There are some things you could do without much sacrifice.
And because I love you, why I should take your advice.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away, so eat it, yes, eat it. Keep healthy and strong, for soon you belong to me. You know that I want you so healthy, have plenty of fun, stay out in the sun, you need it. Stay young and healthy, get vitamin D, for soon you'll be with me. I'm counting on the day.
I'll wear a slicker when it's raining, so I won't catch cold. Not that you would be complaining when your mind too whole.
So wait till you're ill and count on a pill to cure you. An apple a day keeps doctors away, so eat it, go on and eat it. An apple a day will help you to stay in love. I said an apple keeps the doc away.
Perhaps I better eat one every day.
Eat an apple every day. Help keep the old Mr. Doc away.
I'll be early to bed and early to rise.
That'll keep you awoke, so healthy and wise. We know it'll keep you so healthy.
Oh, and I'll be so wealthy.
Healthy, wealthy, wealthy, healthy, honey. That's you if you keep on doing what you do for me. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, so eat it. Honey, we need it.
I'll be healthy and strong. Soon I'll belong to you.
Do you mean it?
You know I mean it.
Really, really mean it.
Yes, I really mean it.
Oh, an apple, no, he says an apple will help you stay in love.
Yes, indeed. You know, I've got the inspiration to sing myself this morning, if you don't mind. It won't be exactly singing, but it'll be something. I composed a song here about our chief steward, Walter Blaufuss. I'm going to ask Jack Rose to give me some accompaniments here, and, well, anything could happen. It probably will. I sing of a man, and you all know his name. He's Walter Blaufuss of Refreshment Club fame. Our band leader is he who arises at dawn to get here in time. To wave his baton, all the world knows this man as a famous musician. If he thinks this is music, he needs a physician. Now our stork brought Walter one day in Milwaukee. Said the stork, I'm afraid this production's a talkie. Was he a born musician? Say, they speak of it yet. Baby Walter at once played on his bassinet. And the people from all over town came to hear this two-year-old kid play his rattle by ear. He directed a concert when 14 years old,
this juvenile Blaufus, so young and so bold, so a musical genius in every which way. His career as pianist was ended one day. Some kid said, only sissies play piano, come, come. Walter hit him so hard that he fractured his thumb. So he figured a doctor's career was the best. And for 2 years in medicine, Doc Blaufus messed. You can't make corn from cornets, nor gyp the Egyptians. A musician won't spend all his life with prescriptions. So it was back to his music. He really loved that. Led more orchestras than you could shake a stick at. Many songs Walter Blaufus was inspired to write. There's one that he wrote at 12:30 one night. Welsh rarebit he ate, and awoke, so it seems, to compose his great hit, My Isle of Golden Dreams. I'm sure you will agree that this was, without question, a tremendous reward for a night's indigestion. The royalties took him abroad many trips. Those travels in England and Holland were pips. To Germany, France, and to Austria, too. To Spain and to Portugal, Switzerland, too. But his greatest trips, and I know whereof I speak, are to get down to the refreshment club 5 days a week. P.S. I forgot to describe him to you. His hair's long and black, and his eyes black and blue. And so if you would a great songwriter be, just ask our chief steward, Walt Blaufus, and me.
Oh, well. Oh, well. It might not be singing, but it's all about Walter anyway. Now Walter's going to show you what he can do with the Blue Danube Waltz.
Thank you.
Good old Blue Danube. One of the greatest waltzes of them all. Well, Walter, I got quite a kick out of writing that number about you that I tried to sing there before. If the listeners like it, I might make up some more about other refreshment clubbers here. Not treading on your feet, Helen Jane, at all. I hope with your Polly Wally Doodle, you include them all there. Well, by the way, refreshment clubbers, just a minute here. Bob Denton, our recording secretary, has an important question to ask you.
That's right, Don, and here it is. What did you have for dinner yesterday? Or should I say, what do you have left over from yesterday? That's an important question to many women, because today's menus so often depend on yesterday's meals. Leftovers are making tasty lunches and suppers in many homes today, and they're just the kind of meals with which you'll enjoy cold and sparkling bottles of Coca-Cola. Of course, Coca-Cola is a natural partner for all sorts of good things to eat. If you haven't tried ice-cold Coca-Cola with food, a real taste thrill is in store for you. So why not plan now to get a 6-bottle carton of Coca-Cola and add its pure, wholesome refreshment to the cold chicken, ham, roast beef, or lamb from yesterday, which you are finishing today. Remember, the 6-bottle carton is easy to buy and easy to carry home. All right, Don?
All right, Helen Jane, you look very refreshing yourself today with that yellow sweater on. I better not mention too many things about your costume, however. You'll get me on this shirt I'm wearing today.
That's right. Anybody should.
Yes. I bought it in kind of a dark place there. I didn't...
It's awful light here.
Yeah, I just got it out in the light now. I take it back, I think. Helen Jane, I see you're going to sing Bye Bye Baby, huh?
That's right.
I was trying to figure out what that would be in French. L'enfant, bonsoir, l'enfant, or something.
Right.
Huh? Something like that? L'enfant, bonsoir.
That l'enfant doesn't have to be in there in the first, though.
Bonsoir, l'enfant. Huh? Well, there are two bye-byes in it.
Yeah, but there aren't two babies
in it. Not two babies. No, they're not twins, are they?
Uh-uh.
All right. Bonsoir, bonsoir, l'enfant. How's that, huh?
Well, that's pretty wonderful.
Good.
I'll bet you're a Frenchman.
No, you're way off.
Irish?
What?
Are you Irish?
Well, that's closer.
Scott?
That's too close.
Oh.
Bye bye, baby. L'enfant.
Bye bye, baby. Will you save your love for me? Sweetie pie, now don't you cry. Just say bye bye. Oh, bye bye, baby. Got a little kiss for me. Just hug me nice and kiss me twice and say bye-bye. I'm gonna send a letter telling you where I am, dear. And then when things get better, I'm gonna send a telegram, dear. Oh, bye-bye, baby. I'll be lonely as can be. But sweetie pie, don't you cry. Just say bye-bye. I'm gonna send a letter telling you where I am, dear. And then when things get better, I'm gonna send a telegram, dear. Bye-bye, baby. I'll be lonely as can be. Sweetie pie, don't cry. Oh, my, baby. Say bye-bye.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Lead Kindly Life. Church in London near Buckingham Gate, and a young 19-year-old girl who was in domestic service there one time wrote a poem which expresses the way every woman feels who spends most of her life in the kitchen. It's sort of a housewife's prayer, which may apply to you. Listen. Lord of all pots and pans and things, since I've no time to be a saint by doing lovely things, or watching late with thee, or dreaming in the dawn light, or storming heaven's gates, make me a saint by getting meals and washing up the plates. Although I have Martha's hands, I have a Mary's mind. And when I black the boots and shoes, thy sandals, Lord, I find. I think of how they trod the earth each time I scrub the floor. Accept this meditation, Lord. I have not time for more. Warm all the kitchen with thy love and light it with thy peace. Forgive me all my worrying and make all grumbling cease. Thou who didst love to give men food in room or by the sea, please accept this service that I do. I do it unto thee. Now we're going to have a musical contrast here and call on the Escorts, one of their clever little novelties, which is called Let's Have a Party Today, and that's always a good idea any day. Things are picking up all over, and I think people are thinking more about having little parties. In your own home, you see so many of these new games out now. Gosh, Christmas time, it seemed every store was just full of those things, all kinds of new little games to play, and people do sort of like to sit at home, play those things, listen to the radio or something. And one fellow went out of business the other day. During the Depression, he'd been making a lot of money selling silver fox toupees for bald-headed millionaires who worry, and practically out of business at the present time. But they don't think so much about parties over in Europe. The situation in Europe is, well, it's almost as bad as that famous time in history when every king in Europe had a bad cold. It was certainly tough on the royal coffers in those days. Boys, let that be a lesson to you. No more coughing here. All right, but let's have a party with the Escort.
Say, listen, gang, what's doing tonight?
Well, I have an idea that is an idea.
Let's have a party, let's celebrate. Let's have a party, let's stay out late. Won't, let's do some dancing. And when we're done, let's start romancing. Let's have some fun. We know that things are much better today. So let's celebrate, be real happy and gay. Let's have a party. Oh, gosh, oh, gee, hooray for you, hooray for me.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, do I like parties.
Say, I do, too, and I wonder what was the biggest party that was ever held.
I'll bet I know.
The Boston Tea Party.
Hmm. Yeah, and I'll bet the smallest party ever held was when Smarty Smarty had a party. Nobody went but Smarty.
Why, sure, that's the way to celebrate, because everybody likes a party.
Yeah, for instance, Mrs. Rockefeller of Fifth Avenue, New York, says...
I think a party would be mighty, mighty fine. Oh, yes, indeed. I think a party would be just too divine.
Mr. Goldstein of Hollywood, California.
Boys, would you like a party?
Yes, Mr. Goldstein.
A colossal, stupendous party.
Yes, Mr. Goldstein.
Mr. Ole Olson of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Now, I have a date for Thursday. It's Lilla Ella Glutz. To me, I think a party shall really be the nut.
The Man on the Street, Chinatown, San Francisco, California.
Hey, what's that you're talking about?
Me like a party, too.
Can't you see that's why we sing that a party is a thing? Let's have a party, let's celebrate. Let's have a party, let's stay out late. Won't, let's do some dancing. And when we're done, let's start romancing. Let's have some fun. We know that things are much better today. So let's celebrate, be real happy and gay. Let's have a party, oh gosh, oh gee. Hooray for you, hooray for me.
Very, very cute, boys. Let's have a party. All right, now Walter is going to vary the musical menu here, give you something which he says is more or less on the aesthetic side. Is that right, Walter?
Vous avez raison, monsieur.
Yes, as Walter says, this is more or less on the aesthetic side. Naïla. Walter, you hit the Naïla right on the head there.
Thank you.
And so endeth the Refreshment Club for today. Be with us again tomorrow at this time to hear Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, Bill Krenz at the piano, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss. Oh, yes, and we'll have the bright sayings of the kiddies and a rug dance. We'll be ready. This is Don McNeil saying so long until then. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshments, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.